In personal finance and wealth building, one distinction changes everything: the difference between income and asset growth. Income is earned and taxed immediately. Asset growth, by contrast, compounds quietly over time and is often taxed only when realized, if at all. Understanding this difference is key to building lasting wealth. Income is straightforward. You work, you earn, and you pay taxes. Whether it's a salary, a bonus, or consulting revenue, income flows in and is immediately subject to taxation. The more you earn, the more you typically pay in taxes. While income provides stability and cash flow, it is inherently transactional. Time and effort exchanged for money. Once taxed and spent, it's gone. Asset growth operates differently. Instead of earning and spending, you acquire and hold. Assets such as real estate, stocks, private equity, or business ownership have the potential to increase in value over time. This increase is known as capital appreciation. Unlike income, this growth is generally not taxed year by year. Taxes are typically triggered only when the asset is sold and the gain is realized. Until then, the growth compounds uninterrupted. This distinction creates a powerful advantage. When income is taxed immediately, a portion is removed before it can be reinvested. But with appreciating assets, the full value remains invested and continues to grow. Compounding works best when undisturbed. Over long periods, the difference between taxed income and untaxed appreciation can be dramatic. Real estate offers a clear example. A property purchased today may increase in value over decades due to inflation, development, scarcity, and demand. Meanwhile, rental income may cover expenses and even produce positive cash flow. The owner benefits from appreciation without paying taxes on that increased value each year. In many systems, additional advantages such as depreciation deductions can further reduce taxable income. When the property is eventually sold, capital gains tax may apply, but only on the gain and often at a rate lower than ordinary income tax. Investment holdings function similarly. A diversified stock portfolio grows as companies expand, innovate, and generate profits. Share prices rise over time, reflecting that growth. As long as the investor holds the shares, no tax is due on the unrealized gains. Dividends may be taxed, but appreciation compounds untouched. The investor controls the timing of realization, allowing for strategic planning. Asset growth also changes mindset. Income focuses on earning more this year. Asset growth focuses on building ownership that produces increasing value over decades. It shifts the question from "how much did I make?" to "what do I own and how is it growing?" This orientation encourages long-term thinking, patience, and disciplined reinvestment. Importantly, asset growth does not eliminate risk. Markets fluctuate, real estate cycles, businesses fail, but over extended periods, quality assets tend to appreciate. Time in the market often matters more than timing the market. Ultimately, the phrase, "it's not income, it's asset growth," captures a foundational principle of wealth creation. Income sustains you. Assets enrich you. Income is taxed immediately and consumed. Assets compound, defer taxation, and build enduring value. The most resilient financial strategies recognize that while income pays the bills, asset growth builds freedom.